بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أركان الكفر أربعة. The pillars of kufr are four. They are: number one, haughtiness and disdainfulness. Number one, haughtiness and disdainfulness. And this prevents the person from submission and from yielding. The second is envy, al-hasad. The second is envy, al-hasad. This prevents him from accepting the nasiha, the advice, and from exerting it. And the third is al-ghadab, anger. And the third is al-ghadab, anger. And this prevents him from justice, from being just. This prevents from being just. And the fourth one is lusts, which prevents him from giving to worship, giving himself to worship. If the pillar of false pride and haughtiness is demolished, then submission will become easy for him. And if the pillar of envy is demolished, it becomes easier for him to accept advice and to offer it. And if the pillar of anger is demolished, it becomes easy for him to be just and humble. And if the pillar of lust is demolished, it becomes easy for him to be patient and ready for worship. The demolishing of mountains is much more easier than demolishing these four pillars in the one who is afflicted with it, especially if they are entrenched in him and became as affirmed attributes. Because no action can be upright with the presence of these pillars, and no soul can be sanctified and purified having these established in it. And whenever the person wants to exert himself to do or to act, these four pillars come and corrupt his work. And all other defects originate from these four. And if these four are established in the heart, أَرَتْهُ الْبَاطِلَ فِي صُورَةِ الْحَقِّ, it will make him see falsehood in the form of the truth. والحق في صورة الباطل and truth in the form of falsehood والمعروف في صورة المنكر and good in the form of wrong والمنكر في صورة المعروف and what's wrong in the form of what's good وقربت منه الدنيا وبعدت منه الآخرة and it will make this life draw nearer to him and make the hereafter far removed from him and if you contemplate the kufr of the nations before رأيته ناشئا منها you will see that the kufr of the nations originated from these four pillars and upon these four pillars the punishment will befall the intensity of the punishment and its severity will depend upon how these four are entrenched so whoever opens for himself these four pillars is or indeed had opened all the doors of evil sooner or later and whoever closes the door for these then he indeed has closed all the doors of evil because these four تمنع prevent submissiveness sincerity repentance and longing and turning to Allah and acceptance of the truth and the advice to the Muslims humbleness to Allah and to His creation This is what these four pillars can do. The origin of these four is from man's ignorance concerning his Lord and ignorance concerning himself. Had he known of his Lord, qualified with the most perfect and magnificent attributes and had he known himself qualified with all forms of defects he wouldn't be haughty and angry envious of others because envy in fact نَوْعٌ مِّن مُعَادَاتِ اللَّهِ Envy, in fact, is one form of opposition to Allah. Because, لِأَنَّهُ يَكْرَهُ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ وَقَدْ أَحَبَّهَا اللَّهِ Because he dislikes the favor and the blessing of Allah which he bestowed upon his slave, while Allah loves that. Not only that, وَيُحِبُّ زَوَالَهَا عَنْهُ He likes that it will be lifted. He likes it for it to be lifted from his brother. And Allah does not like that. So he is opposing Allah in his qada, in his pre-decree, in his mahabba, in what Allah loves, and in his honor. And that's why, وَلِذَلِكَ كَانَ إِبْلِيسِ عدوه حقيقة and that's why Iblis Shaitan was the true enemy لأن ذنبه كان عن كبر وحسد because his sin was due to haughtiness arrogance and envy how these can be removed these two qualities knowing Allah and Tawheed and content with him and pleased with him and turning to him takes away these two qualities of haughtiness and envy. And taking anger away by knowing oneself that the self does not deserve all that, so that to be angry for it and to avenge for its own sake. In this case, this will prompt it to be content once this is taken out. Otherwise, then this would be a preference for the self over its creator and originator. And the greatest thing to repel this defect is to train the self, is to train the self to get angry for Allah's sake. And whatever at any time enters the self, this type of anger for Allah's sake, there will exit the anger for itself. And the opposite is true. As to the lust, its cure, its healing is in the correct knowledge. Yielding to the self's lust deprives it from the correct knowledge. And putting it on a diet in that respect puts it on linkage with the correct knowledge. The more you open the door for lusts, the more you are trying to deprive the self from the correct knowledge. And the more you close it, the more you will link with the correct knowledge in the perfect way. And thus, anger is like the wild animal. إِذَا أَفْلَتَهُ صَاحِبُهُ بَدَأَ بِأَكْلِهِ. Thus, anger is like the wild animal. If its owner releases it, it starts by eating him up first. And lust is like the fire. When the person ignites it, it begins by burning him therein first. And al-kibr, haughtiness, false pride, arrogance, is like confronting the king regarding the king's possession and kingdom. If he does not destroy you, he will expel you. Wal-hasad, and envy, is like opposing someone who is more powerful and more stronger than you. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And this is based on Imam Ibn al-Qayyim's rahimahullah classification of these four pillars of kufr. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.